This recording, New Zealand One, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colours. These take the shape of a long round arch, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he's looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Zealanders can sound really sort of quite twangy, a little bit like Australians, except the Australians have that little bit more zing. We speak a little bit lower and say fish and chips rather than fish and chips, which is how you can always tell an Australian from a New Zealander. Or say six, because we say six, as in the number six. And they say Sikhs. I think I've probably, some of my New Zealand accent has been smoothed over by being here and then also being in Britain. I can even hear myself now being a little bit American in some ways, which may be because I've been here a couple of weeks. But I would now say 30 rather than 30, which is how 30 is what I'd say in New Zealand. But here I say 30, and I seem to be doing that more and more now. And I think my people have said, having come back here to visit, that my accent this time is not as strong as it was when I first arrived. Well, the Maori people, the majority of them live North Island, and I've grown up mainly in the South Island where there are more Polynesians. But the Maori people have wonderful, warm, round vowels. And I mean, we say Maori, whereas you should say Maori, yeah. And it's just like Italianate vowels, really. Just like you were going to sing, and so they, and the Polynesians as well, their whole language is very pure sounds, and so it's wonderful to sing in Maori and Samoan, and they said the Samoans have got the glottal stops on words. There's a song that we used to sing called Minoi Minoi, Minoi Poyosaloi, Alola Fa'a Pe'e Ualoiloi, so they have that in there, but the Maori language doesn't have that, but it's just lots of connections of vowels. There's a Maori word never ends in a consonant. All sorts of interesting things, and wonderful words like whakapapa. Family in Maori is called whanau, and so I haven't had a lot of interaction with Maori people apart from having sung the music and obviously been on their marae, which is where they all meet. They're a race much like, I guess, the Native American Indians, that are very closely connected to the land. And they have all sorts of myths about how New Zealand came about, and Maui, it was an old Maori legend, and the South Island is apparently his boat, and he was fishing one day and pulled up the North Island, which was a fish, and then he chopped the fish up, and that's how the mountains...